Well, this is the Great Northern Radio Show. I'm Aaron Brown. Happy to be back for our second hour here. We are in Eveleth, Minnesota, a city of some importance to my family. We've been in this area for several generations. Going back, my great-grandparents both grew up on St. Mary's Lake, just south of here. Poppy was a mining engineer, roots in Cornwall, England. Grandma was from a Swedish family. Great-grandma was a school teacher in Virginia. She had to give up her job to get married, though, which was custom at the time. They didn't have any binders back then. But we go back a long way. Family's been in this area, other parts of the Iron Range, for quite a while. All the Browns married Scandinavians or Finns along the way, and those are different things, you have to understand. But that's how a guy with a Cornish name like Brown got to be so Scandinavian and so Finn. And that's what the story of the modern Iron Range is. You got Native American Finns, you got Norwegians named Malensky, you got Italians named Swenson, you got all kinds of things like that. People here have found new ways to resolve old European feuds, methods involving low light and soft music and very little clothing. Hard to find a pure-blooded anybody anymore. We're all Iron Rangers. I spent my childhood learning to tell the difference between the clouds and the steam discharge at Eveleth Taconite. My family ran a junkyard down on Highway 7 in Zim for a time, and then we moved up north a bit to fail, a house with no wheels. That was a big deal at the time. It wasn't far from the Forbes School where I attended until they closed that and turned it into a bar. And of course, for the record, the place where we bought groceries then is now a junkyard. So it's kind of how it is out there. My first two jobs, though, were right here in Eveleth, which is why it's so special to come back here with my radio show. The first job was at Snickers Pizza downtown here in Eveleth. I delivered pizzas for them back in the mid-90s. I still remember the job interview. It was at the bar itself, at the bar, on the bar stool, and Keith only had three questions for me. I remember them. The first one was, where do you live? I live south of town here, and who's your family? The Browns, and I mentioned some of my relatives, and he goes, and then the last question was, do you have a valid driver's license and insurance? And I go to reach for my pocket for my wallet to show him, and he goes, I believe you, never mind. And that was the job interview. I had the job. Employee orientation, a guy brought me around, and he showed me really only two things. He showed me where the cops parked, and he showed me one place in town where the clerks would never ID you if you tried to buy cigarettes. And at the time, I remember being annoyed, like, I need more than that. I need more information than that. But what I would learn is that those are really the only two things you needed to know at that stage in your pizza delivery career. The rest, well, you must walk that path alone. Delivering pizza shows you the truth of a community. It illuminates the greatest good, and it exposes the darkest secrets. It also made me a man. I once delivered a styrofoam container of barbecue chicken wings to a stripper on the stage of the Gladiator in Gilbert. I was 16 at the time. So it was very educational in a lot of ways. I just remember she was up there. There was one guy drooling on the floor, I guess. And she just kind of stopped and took the chicken wings and got off the stage to go to her purse to pay me for the chicken wings. And I remember being grateful for that at the time because she could have got the money from a variety of places. And I got some dry bills from the purse, so that was nice. One of the stories I remember, though, is walking into this duplex. It was a triplex, actually. You know, the Iron Range has all these old houses. They used to be boarding houses, and they split them up and rent them off as duplexes. And this was a triplex. It was the third floor. And I remember walking up the stairs, and the hall kept getting more and more narrow until towards the end, it's just my pizza box width wide, you know? And the door is smaller than a normal door. It's a custom door for this, really an attic that these folks had an apartment in. And I knock on the door in Eveleth, Minnesota, this tiny little triplex apartment at the top of this old building. And the door opened, and it was an enormous African-American man with a giant afro holding a baby bird in his hand. And it was such an unexpected sight. I just remember being, you're not what I was expecting to see. And he was holding this baby bird, and his girlfriend came and got the pizza and paid the bill. And then he said, would you like to see would you like to see what I have here? And his entire apartment, the walls of it were trays of baby birds that he was raising and feeding with an eyedropper. That was his day, all day long. Hundreds of these baby birds that he fed, and he was raising them, of course, to sell to pet stores, I presume. I guess I don't know what was going on there, but I just, when you think about life and what life is, isn't it all really just feeding little baby birds all day long? Really, isn't that what life is? Thank you. My second job, also in Eveleth, over at WEVE Radio here in town, spinning the adult contemporary hits of the time. Their format's, you know, shaken up a little bit since I was there, but at the time in the mid-90s, that meant Michael Bolton. It meant lots of Michael Bolton. And I was an overnight disc jockey. I signed in at midnight and I signed out at 6 a.m. on the weekends when I was still in school. I was still 16 then when I started there. And it was a great experience. My broadcasting career really got a kick start there. That was a cool job for a kid to have, even if it was Michael Bolton. But there were odd little details about that job, and one of them was, you know, it was right on the precipice, right on the, as technology was changing. You had old broadcast technology, and then you had their computers and satellite dishes and new things coming in. One of the things we had to do was to make sure this satellite feed was clear that would fill with snow. The satellite dish would fill with snow, and we had a list of songs up on the wall that we called dishwhacking songs. And the dishwhacking songs were long songs that you put on when the dish filled with snow and the feed got cut out, and you would grab a stick that they held, a broom and or a stick that they held above the door, and you'd run out into this waist-deep snow in the middle of January, and you'd whack on this big expensive satellite dish until all the snow fell out. And you had to put a long one on. My personal favorite, 8 minutes, 28 seconds, was American Pie, Don McLean. That gave you two chances. You had to run back and make sure it was on, then you had to go down if it wasn't, and then that was your last chance. Second time was you had to make this go, and you really whacked the dish when that happened. But the thing about working overnights at a radio station, I'm not convinced that anyone actually listened to us at that hour, especially on Sunday morning. At 4 a.m., I just don't think there was anybody there, but people still called the radio station. And the thing of it is, when you're calling a radio station at 3:30 in the morning, and you want to talk to somebody, you need to talk to somebody. And so that was another part of my education as a young man. What you don't see in pizza delivery, you hear when people call the radio station at 3:30 in the morning. It really was remarkable. It's really cosmic justice that WEVE has changed their format. They have more modern music now and some classic rock. And I just remember I was sneaking that stuff on in the middle of the night back when I was in school, and now they play it on purpose. And it's really cosmic justice. It's cosmic justice, because I remember back then I pined after girls who didn't take much interest in a pudgy guy who worked a lot of hours, but now all those girls are going to bed with guys just like that. That's the thing. Thanks to the Eveleth Gilbert High School Drama Department, Jack Ritzmacher, for hosting us today. Education funding is tighter than ever. Funding for the arts is stretched beyond thin, but every year, the folks here at Eveleth Gilbert defy the odds. They have a great program in drama and speech, and really, they deserve some recognition. So thank you, Eveleth Gilbert.